T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This week on KMOX, we've been talking about how to access, analyze, evaluate the media message that all of us, frankly, are bombarded with on a daily and weekly basis. I think the fact and figure was 11 hours a day, approximately, that most of us are using media. Julie Smith joining us once again, our resident media literacy expert and co-host with me of the What the Media podcast. One thing we haven't talked about yet is how this digital age has allowed all of us to really enter new creative spaces when it comes to presenting ourselves and information to people. So there is some excitement about that, you know, we can do things now that TV producers used to do.
And we can do them on our phones in 5 minutes, right? So we have an unbelievable amount of power. But it's also fun because so much of this is communal. I remember when I first got on Twitter, it was when the cobra had escaped the Bronx Zoo. This was years ago. And someone had created an account as the cobra exploring all the tourist attractions in New York City. And the hashtag was Cobra on the Town. And I remember thinking, this is so great. I'm being entertained by a stranger without any of these huge multinational corporations in the way. Like, there's a way that we can entertain and inform each other without these huge corporations. Now, that's a feature and a bug, right? Because we are being entertained and informed in many cases by people that we've never met and we don't know anything about. So we have to take all of that with a grain of salt.
But still, when you think of people's capacity now to tell their own story.
Right.
And to do it in creative visual ways. It's really amazing just when you think of what high school kids can put together now and put on the internet.
Grade school kids, let's be honest, right? So it's wonderful to see all of these creative juices flowing. There's so many tools that we have now to create amazing media products. And so in many cases, the huge companies don't have the pull that they used to have because so much of what is consumed is user-generated content. And we can take part in current events by making memes about it or by posting about it. So everyone has a voice now, which is completely different than the way it was before the internet.
Well, now we have platforms that are monetizing that, like TikTok and YouTube.
Heck yeah. Yeah, it's a wonderful business model because they don't have any production costs. We do all of the content creation for them and they profit off of it. And they also own the content once we upload it also, by the way.
Well, and you think about it from the standpoint of, let's say, an author. For example, they don't have to go through many of the contractual issues, the publishing houses. They can do it from their kitchen table.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And we actually had a podcast about that.
We did. We did. And we had a podcast about memes, too, and how fun they are as a way for all of us to engage creatively in whatever current events are happening.
Does this help connect us better? In a lot of ways?
I think so. What we have to remember, though, is that a lot of this information we're consuming is created by regular folks. And I say regular folks like me. I don't have the journalism background that you do, but we have to be really careful about how we consume what we consider to be, quote unquote, news.
Great. Let's talk more about that at 7:22.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.